Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Chance for showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 53. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 22. Partly cloudy. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High of 51. Dry with temps a bit above average. Sunday and Monday. And highs from the mid-60s to the low 70s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Senator Roger Marshall says China's agreement to resume buying American soybeans could be good news for Kansas farmers. He says the deal could generate $1 billion for Kansas soybean farmers and an extra $1 billion in sorghum sales. The Reno County Health Department says it's seen an increase in hand, foot, and mouth cases. They say to prevent the spread, you should wash your hands and disinfect shared items. And the cold weather rule goes into effect tomorrow. During the winter months, Kansas utility companies cannot disconnect your service for past due bills. They are also required to offer 12-month payment plans. You must contact your utility company to make those arrangements. And in Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Tough, reliable, and ready to work. You were born that way. Kubota is built that way. Our entire ag lineup, featuring versatile tractors and hay tools, powerful skid steer loaders, and the rugged Sidekick utility vehicle, is designed with the engine of a Kubota and the heart of a farmer. Visit KubotaUSA.com to find a dealer near you.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he wants to get to the truth behind recent reports of veterans defrauding the system. As chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, Moran convened a hearing in Washington this week to examine claims of misconduct in the nation's veterans benefits program. The hearing follows a Washington Post investigation that alleged the Department of Veteran Affairs uses outdated policies, sometimes granting large payments for relatively minor conditions, and that some veterans exaggerated or fabricated their disabilities. Moran said while fraud must be addressed, the articles left the impression that many veterans are dishonest, something he strongly disputes. Several lawmakers from both parties agreed that fraud is rare. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, herself a combat veteran, warned against allowing a few bad actors to reshape the entire system, saying it would make benefits harder to access for those who truly need them. Experts at the hearing, including the VA Inspector General and a GAO representative, acknowledged that while outright fraud is uncommon, the VA's disability system remains outdated, with lax oversight, slow modernization, and staff shortages creating ongoing challenges. Moran said the committee's goal is to ensure that the benefits process remains timely, accurate, and fair, while continuing to serve the nearly 47,000 Kansas veterans who receive disability benefits today. Daylight savings time ends on Sunday, November 2nd, and the American Red Cross encourages everyone to test their smoke alarms as they turn their clocks back to make sure the devices are working. Working smoke alarms cut the risk of dying in a home fire in half, as you only have about 2 minutes to safely get out, said Jane Blotcher, executive director from the Red Cross of Greater Kansas. Every second counts when there's a home fire, and the sooner an alarm alerts you to a fire, the sooner you can get to a safer place. When daylight savings time ends this week, test your smoke alarms to help prevent a tragedy in your home. This year, local Red Cross volunteers responded to help over 500 people in Greater Kansas affected by 150 home fires, which account for most of about 65,000 disasters that the Red Cross responds to annually across the country. When turning your clocks back this weekend, test your smoke alarms and replace the batteries if needed. Visit redcross.org/fire for more information, including an escape plan to create and practice with your family, or download the free Red Cross Emergency app by searching American Red Cross in app stores. If you need help, if you cannot afford to purchase smoke alarms or are physically unable to install one, the Red Cross may be able to help. Contact your local Red Cross for help. In Nebraska news, a district judge in Red Willow County issued two rulings on Monday in the lawsuit against an ICE facility in McCook. The lawsuit, filed by Nebraska Appleseed on behalf of former State Senator Diana Shimmick and 13 McCook residents, sought a temporary restraining order and a temporary injunction to stop Governor Jim Pillen and the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services from turning the work ethic camp into an ICE detention facility. In a ruling issued Monday, District Judge Patrick Heng overruled and denied the defendant's motion to dismiss the case and the plaintiff's motion for a temporary injunction. The ruling means the lawsuit can continue, but the ICE detention facility will proceed to open by November 1st. In the lawsuit, the plaintiffs argued that the state of Nebraska is violating the Nebraska Constitution and state law by changing the facility's purpose without legislative approval. The state of Nebraska argues the state law allows the NDCS to manage state correctional facilities and that the governor may work with federal agencies. An hours-long hearing on the lawsuit was held in McCook on Friday. A day before that hearing, Pillen announced that the work ethic camp had passed its final inspection by ICE. The facility will continue to be owned and operated by NDCS in accordance with the initial contract that runs through September 29, 2027. Use of the facility will net the state around $14 million annually, according to Pillen. Taking into consideration all costs associated with housing detainees, Pillen said the state will receive $2.4 million per month. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton's head cross country coach, George Rossi, to update on the team at the state meet in Rimrock.
I'm here with head cross country coach George Rossi. Coach, last week you had your regional tournament, traveled down to Dodge City, and that was a multi-classification race there, a 6A and of course a 3A. The girls finished in second on their race, and you had a champion there. Let's talk about how the girls did.
Well, the girls had a really good day. It's the thing about cross country is you never know during the race like where you're at most of the time as far as team scoring goes. And we knew Scott City and us would be close, and we knew Ellsworth was going to be tough, but Ellsworth really gave us a race. And then during the race, Ellsworth and Hoisington and Southwestern Heights, all those girls have about the same style of uniform. And man, you see all those red uniforms, and I was hitting the panic button pretty hard because there was a lot of them in between our girls, and really didn't know. And we knew that Lakin was also, going to be challenging it for a spot to go to state. And, even after the race, it was kind of hard to wait, but my wife does her figuring at the end of the race and had it figured out before the live scoring did. So she said we were okay. And, that was a great thing to qualify again to go to the state meet. And like you said, we had a regional champion. This is the first time that Norton's ever had a regional champion on the girls' side. Emma Collins just ran a fantastic race, ran a 19:54. And, we're super happy for her. She puts in the work. She's done a lot of work this summer. She's won five races this year. So, we just want to keep that moving forward. Kaysen Miller also had a really good race. She was in seventh place, so she medaled as well. And Cassidy McLean was just outside of the medal. She finished in 17th. And Savannah Runback ran a really good race. She won one of her better races in the year. She finished 19th as well. Danica Frick ran a really good race, finished in 29th. And Lorelei Granberry was 40th, and Clara Wessel was right behind her at 41st. So, you know, I thought our girls did a great job. Sometimes it's kind of easy to hit the panic button a little bit, but they did a great job of going out and competing. And, you know, we get to survive and move on to the state meet in Lawrence next week. And so we're very happy about that.
Coach, the boys division, and you kind of thought maybe that there's probably a top four, top five teams in this regional, and Norton finishes in fourth, but they have a placer.
We did. You know, we knew it was going to be tough. We were kind of on the outside looking in, but I thought our guys, you know, we did a good job. We were a lot closer this year. It's a little consolation when you finish in that fourth spot. It's a gut punch, and it's always bittersweet because, you know, we knew the girls were going. We knew the boys really thought we had a good shot if we had a really good race and had some help, and that just didn't transpire for us. But, you know, all these guys worked their tail end off, and you know, a great example of that is Aston Katz, who finished in seventh place. He was in second, third the entire race, and he gets about, I don't know, 70 meters or so from the finish line, and he told me, you know, his legs just quit working. And, you know, he went down, and he got up, and he went down, and he got up, and he went down. And, you know, if anybody knows Aston, they know that he's not a kid that is ever going to give up or never going to quit. And I'll tell you, he fought with every fiber in that kid's body to get to the finish line. And he did. He knew what he had to do. And, you know, he crawled over the finish line and collapsed, but he earned a trip to state. And, you know, we're super happy for him. Derek Clydesdale, you know, we were really hoping he would maybe get to sneak in, and he was close. He finished in 19th and ran his second fastest time that he did ever had ran. And Kaysen Bailey and Elvis Green also finished, you know, in a group of kids. They were in 24th and 29th. Max Carter was 35th, Jace Bailey was 45th, and Brogan McLean was 47th. And, you know, it's like I said, it's bittersweet. You have one team go, and then you have the other team not quite make it. But, you know, I'm really proud of our boys' effort all year long. You know, they don't have anything to be ashamed of. They worked hard. I think, you know, we were kind of bitten with the injury bug for a while, and that hurt. Max and Jace just never really got into top form, and, you know, it kind of, that's not good. That sucks for them, but, you know, they gave everything that they had on Saturday. So, you know, it's, like I said, it's tough, but super proud of their efforts, and, you know, it was a great honor to coach those boys this year.
Coach, now it's from one end of the state to the other as you travel to Rimrock in Lawrence, Kansas. Of course, that you have ran in the past, and of course in state meets, but weather-wise, it's always kind of cool or maybe even rainy there too. But what do you expect on the course on Saturday in Rimrock?
Well, I think it's going to be cool. You know, it's the 1st of November. That's okay. We'd much rather run in the cool weather than hot weather. Aston's going to be the first race at 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's going to be pretty chilly when he runs. The girls won't run until 11:45. You know, we've ran at Rimrock. On the girls' side, everybody's ran at Rimrock except Clara. So we have experience there. They've ran at the state meet again. And I think our girls, it's the 3A girls is kind of wide open. There's a couple teams I think that are, you know, a little bit better than everybody else. The Hessen's the defending state champion. However, they got beat at regionals by Wichita Trinity, who's also a very good team. But, you know, watching film or watching videos of that regional as they're running through knee-high water and sliding down hills covered in mud, and kids couldn't even get up the hills. You know, just because Wichita Trinity beat them, I think that doesn't mean anything that Hessen's not as good or better than they are. And then after that, I think you can almost name teams from like first to second to seventh. And, you know, I kind of see our girls, if we have a good day, we can get right up in there and get in the mix. So that's certainly our goal. We don't go down there just to go down there. We're going down there to try to get a trophy and do our best. So, you know, the pressure's not on us either. We're not expected to place in the top three. You know, the rankings came out this past week, and we're ranked seventh, and that's fine with me. You know, I think it gives us more motivation to go out and run hard.
Coach, Friday, the NCHS will be having a send-off. Can you tell us a little bit about Friday's send-off?
Yeah, the send-off will be at Stoll Gymnasium at 9:15. Everybody's invited to come to send these kids off. You know, it's a great. We have great support in Norton, and it's always fun. I think some people think we maybe take it for granted, but going to the state meet is not something that just happens. Our kids put in a lot of work to get to go there. It culminates a lot of miles that they've started in the summertime. And, you know, I think the recognition that we get from the community is outstanding. We have just wonderful support. I think we had probably more fans down at Dodge City than any team, even the close ones, even some of the cities, you know, Dodge City and Cardin City that were there. We had a huge number of fans. We had a lot of high school students down there, which is awesome. They were going crazy. You know, we love it, and hopefully that transfers to the send-off and then to Lawrence on Saturday.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish the best of luck at the 3A championships in Lawrence. Again, that's going to be 10 o'clock for the boys and then at 11:45 for the girls. And, of course, then Friday, the send-off at 9 o'clock at Stoll Gymnasium. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Rossi, and good luck to the cross-country team at the state meet in Lawrence. Your menus today for Eisenhower Elementary: lunch will be beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese roll, and milk. At the junior-senior high school for lunch, they will have pizza bar or chicken strips, whipped potatoes, gravy, fruit, and milk. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton expert for all your pest control needs. Today, there's a chance of sprinkles after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 53. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This evening, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 22 and the north wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 51 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with a low around 28 and the wind out of the southeast around 5 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing on Sunday, it will be sunny with a high near 71 and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday should be sunny with a high near 62. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 70. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 68. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Currently in Norton, it's overcast, 28 degrees out. The humidity is at 93% with a wind speed out of the southwest at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is at 30.11, the dew point is at 27%, and the wind chill is at 21%. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sport Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Fall into savings at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, cruise into autumn with vehicle loan rates as low as 5.50% APR on qualifying vehicles. This special applies to new money only on 2015 and newer. The perfect way to upgrade your ride for the season. But don't wait. These rates won't last past the fall breeze. Terms and conditions apply. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit UNWFCU today to harvest your savings.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas freshman Darren Peterson has been named to the 20-member 2026 NABC Division I Player of the Year preseason watch list the National Association of Basketball Coaches, NABC, released on Thursday. Peterson is looking to become the fourth Jayhawk to win the NABC Player of the Year, joining Drew Gooden in 2002, Nick Collison in 2003, and Frank Mason, the 2017 recipient. In his unofficial college debut, Peterson scored 26 points, including 6 three-point field goals with 4 rebounds and 5 steals in KU's 90-82 victory over number 11 Louisville in an exhibition game back on October September 24th. He opens the season Monday against Green Bay at Allen Fieldhouse. On the women's side at KU, junior guards Maya Nichols earned her second preseason honor of the week Thursday as one of 50 players named to the 2025-2026 Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy Women's Player of the Year watch list presented by AXIA Time. Named in honor of Dr. James Naismith, the creator of the game of basketball, the Naismith Women's Basketball Player of the Year was presented since 1983 and is given to the top basketball player in the nation ever since. KU women get the season started next Wednesday as they host Kansas City. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer DuPuy.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pause. It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's real. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.